The Holy Rosary, with meditations on the spiritual life, from the writings and sayings of St. Padre Pio, Franciscan priest, confessor, and stigmatist, arranged according to the 20 mysteries of the Holy Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase of faith. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of hope. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony of Jesus in the garden. The fruit of this mystery is sorrow for sin.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The soul must be saddened by one thing alone, offending God. And even in this we must be very cautious. We must be sorry, it is true, for our failings, but with a calm sorrow, while we continue to trust in the divine mercy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us now consider what we must do to ensure that the Holy Spirit may dwell in our souls. It can all be summed up in mortification of the flesh with its vices and passions, and in guarding against a selfish spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The tender Master is always more inclined to enrich you with his favors, and never intends to take back what he has once given. He only takes back, and almost against his will, what he has bestowed on someone when that person is unfaithful and closes the doors of his heart to him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Divine Mercy is infinite and well able to forgive a contrite and humble heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Where there is no obedience, there is no virtue. Where there is no virtue, there is no good. When there is no good, there is no love. Where there is no love, there is no God. And where there is no God, there is no paradise.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When you're assailed by fears for the past, think of it as lost in the ocean of heavenly goodness. Then turn your mind to the present in which Jesus is with you and loves you. Think of the future when Jesus will reward your faithfulness and resignation, or rather think of all the graces he has poured out on you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When you see that you fail in some way, don't become lost in useless complaining, but bend your knees before God. Be embarrassed at your lack of fidelity. Humble yourself greatly. Ask our Lord's pardon. Propose to be more watchful in the future. And then get up immediately and carry on.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Temptations of jealousy, desperation, discouragement, lack of faith, impurity, and infidelity are the merchandise offered by the enemy. But when you repel them, there is no harm, but only palms and crowns, which the mercy of God, to which you are extremely dear, is accumulating.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus tells us that there is more festivity in heaven for the sinner who repents than for the perseverance of 99 just people. These words of the Redeemer are truly comforting to many souls who unfortunately sin and who then want to repent and return to Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
How is it possible to see God saddened by evil and not be saddened likewise?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging of Jesus at the pillar. The fruit of this mystery is purity.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
I understand that temptations seem to stain rather than purify the soul, but this is not really the case. It suffices to know what the great Saint Francis de Sales says, namely, that temptations are like the soap which, when spread on the laundry, seems to spoil, but in reality cleanses it.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There are three virtues which perfect the devout person with regard to control of his own senses. These are modesty, continence, and chastity. I exhort you to keep yourself unsullied in body and mind, to proceed in simple faith, not to allow your soul to be corrupted by any error, and to flee from even the shadow of what might mar your bodily integrity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
How great a dignity is ours! However, we are great on condition that we preserve sanctifying grace. Get to work then, O Christian. Remember that by baptism you cast off the old nature and put on the new.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The soul's cooperation with divine grace is all that is required to enable it to develop, to reach such a degree of splendor and beauty as to attract not so much the loving and astonished gaze of angels, but the gaze of God Himself, according to the testimony of Holy Scripture. The King, that is God, will desire your beauty.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The person who meditates and turns his mind to God, who is the mirror of his soul, seeks to know his faults, tries to correct them, moderates his impulses, and puts his conscience in order.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Humility and purity are the wings which carry us to God and make us almost divine.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Remember that our soul is the temple of God, and as such, we must keep it pure and spotless before God and His angels. Let us blush for having given access many times to the devil with his snares and enticements, to the world with its splendors, to the flesh with its inability to keep our hearts pure and our bodies chaste.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The assaults on the senses and the secret actions of self-love will always be felt as long as we are travelers on this earth of ours. It is enough for us to avoid offending God and staining our souls that we do not consent with our deliberate will.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
If you have good intentions, you cannot but walk well. We must try to keep our thoughts pure, our ideas upright and honest, and our intentions holy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
How beautiful are the souls in whom the heavenly spouse reigns. If all were to be shown this beauty, we should certainly not see so many of our foolish brethren hastening to where God is not to be found.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. The fruit of this mystery is courage.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Who is stronger than God is? Who will hold out against the King of the heavens? What is the creature, what is hell itself, in front of the Lord? Hold resolutely to the comforting thought that He is with you all the time and will never abandon you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
You may fear if you like, but it must be that holy fear, I mean to say, the fear that is never separated from love. When fear and love are united, they help each other like sisters to remain on their feet and to walk securely in the Lord's paths.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
You are still very much afraid of life, and this is what you must set right. Do you know what means to use? Perfect abandonment of your whole self to the divine goodness. Ask Jesus with holy insistence for this grace, for every perfect gift is from above.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The enemy of our salvation is always around us to snatch from our hearts the anchor that is to lead us to salvation, by which I mean trust in God our Father. Let us keep a very firm hold on this anchor and not relinquish it for a single moment.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When one fights along with Jesus, how can one have any doubt about winning the battle? For pity's sake, let us flee from these useless fears the moment they rise up in us. Let us never despair of the divine assistance. Would this not be an offense against the divine mercy?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Fear is a greater evil than evil itself. O daughter of little faith, I also repeat to you with the Divine Master, why are you afraid? No, do not fear. You're walking on the sea amidst the wind and waves, but be sure that you are with Jesus. What is there to fear?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Don't think of what you're unable to do, but rather think of what you can do and do it well.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Tranquilly rest in the arms of Jesus and mitigate your fears with the greatest confidence in Jesus, as it is from Him alone that you should expect many blessings. I never cease to always implore new courage from Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Animate your courage continually with humility, and your humility and the desire to be humble with trust in God, so that your courage is humble and your humility courageous.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Be careful all the time not to let your occupations upset your spiritual life and cause you anxiety. And although you set out over the waters and against the wind of many perplexities, keep your gaze fixed upward and say to our Lord continually, Dear God, I am rowing and sailing for you. Be my pilot and my oarsman yourself.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. The fruit of this mystery is patience.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
It is clear that love, joy, and peace are virtues which perfect the soul with regard to what it possesses, while patience perfects it with regard to what it endures.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To stand up to such harsh trials, the soul needs patience, a virtue which enables us to bear all adversity without giving in. Those who are striving for perfection must attribute great importance to this virtue. It is this virtue which maintains order in one's interior life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It may be well that we bear patiently with the defects of those around us, and even forgive them when they offend us. But all this may be of no value if it is done without love, which is the queen of the virtues, and includes all the others.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Oh, how beautiful will be the bright noonday that the good God will send when the purgation is over. May this sweet thought encourage you then to fight the good fight like a strong one.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
If we are calm and persevering, we shall find not only ourselves but our souls, and with that, God Himself. Advance always, and even if you progress at a slow pace, you will still travel far.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Be patient in bearing your imperfections if you hold your perfection dear. Remember that is a very important matter for the building of the spiritual structure. If we want this structure to be imposing and built quickly, let us try to patiently bear our imperfections.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Don't become uneasy if you don't yet succeed in carrying out the acts of virtue as well as you would like, because they do not have a lesser value, even when they are done in a weak, heavy, or almost forced manner.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
What more greatly assures our perfection is the virtue of patience. And if it is necessary to practice this virtue with others, it is useful first to practice it on ourselves.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I urge you in the charity of Christ to make sure you calm your anxiety by drinking at the fountain of divine love, which you must do by faith and trust, by humility and submission to God's will.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The most beautiful credo is that which bursts forth from your lips in moments of darkness, sacrifice, and pain, in the supreme effort of an inflexible will toward that which is good. Like a lightning flash, it rips open the darkness of your soul, lifts you from the tempest, and leads you to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. The fruit of this mystery is self-denial.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
All the evils which hurt your soul can be traced to failure to practice due mortification of the flesh, either through ignorance or lack of the will to do so. If you want to be cured, if you want to remedy your trouble at the very roots, you must master your flesh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The life mapped out for the Christian by the Apostle consists of stripping oneself of the vices of the old man, that is to say, the man of this world, and in clothing yourself in the virtues which Jesus Christ taught.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We know that nature shrinks from the cross when things are hard, but we cannot say the soul is not submissive to God's will when we see it carrying out that will in spite of the strong pull it feels in the opposite direction.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Always bear in mind as a safe, general rule that while God tries us by his crosses and sufferings, he always leaves us a glimmer of light by which we continue to have great trust in him and to recognize his immense goodness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The cross will not crush you. If its weight makes you stagger, its power will also sustain you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The school of the cross is the only school where our souls can be perfected. Beneath the cross, one learns to love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
One gains merit climbing Calvary even without realizing it. Bearing physical and moral ailments is the worthiest offering you can make to him who saved us through suffering.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Try to let the residue of the old man, which always wants to live, die in you. In order to better succeed in this, always be more humble, more trusting in God, more abandoned to him, less a lover of your comfort and useless esteem, more generous toward God, and more compassionate.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May the same cross always be our bed of rest, our school of perfection, our beloved heritage. For this reason, we must never separate the cross from Jesus' love. Otherwise, it will become a weight which in our weakness we could not carry.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I know quite well that the cross is a token of love, an assurance of forgiveness, and that love which is not fed and nourished by the cross is not true love, but merely a flash in the pan.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may become worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that as we meditate upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in this day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Let us pray. For the intentions of the Holy Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Saint Padre Pio, Franciscan monk and priest, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, worthy son of Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, so devoted to the confessional and forgiveness of sins, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, bearer of the wounds of Christ, pray for us.